What's up, everybody? This is Ricky again from the New Sound Podcast. And just tuning back in, coming in for another week or another episode, I should say, of some good music. And I'm not really sure what's going on, so I'm able to do some episodes. But no, I've already been over this. But getting some free time up in here to be able to do some more of these episodes. And it's fun, you know. Looking like I might be able to get a few more in here. And Buddy Ivan might be coming back in to do some guesting and guest DJing, getting some more tunes in. Me, myself, I'm over here showcasing this band I've already showed you before. They're called White Reaper, and I just can't get enough of their new album, The Best American Band, and it's grown on me a lot. Got really clean production quality, and just some really good tunes up in there, ranging from sounds of some classic rock to almost like Pixies kind of sound, who we'll return to in a little bit later, and kind of just like a mix of like classic rock and pop rock. And I think you guys really dig them. Really recommend you check them out. I'm looking to see them. I got to see them in Santa Cruz, and but this time around when they're coming on tour, they're only gonna hit up SoCal, which is really weird to me, but who knows, maybe I'll make the trip out there. You know, in this episode, I'm going to try to switch it up a little bit. When I was working on that interview episode, one of the things that I did was I tried to play a little bit of music in the background of the talking, and I don't know how you guys responded. It'd be cool to get some comments, you know, if you guys can get some feedback as to how you guys felt about, you know, listening to the music in the background. And for now, though, I think I'm going to go ahead and try it this episode. And play a little bit more music going on in the background. I'm really stoked on what's going on lately. 2017's already been a great year for music as far as I'm concerned. Some of the artists who've been coming out with music, putting out some great stuff. There's this band, White Reaper. There's Chicano Batman, just came out with a new album, Freedom is Free. Who else? Cloud Nothings came out with a new release. Spoon came out with a new release. Kendrick Lamar just came out with a new release. My buddy Steven Payan's band, it's a hip-hop group called Mentes Diferentes. I'm going to be showcasing one of their songs today. They're coming out with a new album. I don't know. Apparently everybody, all the good people, just decided that 2017 is the way to go. So for now, one of the things I'm also excited about, Modest Mouse, some shows I'm going to be going to. Modest Mouse is going to be playing in San Francisco at the Masonic on May 27th, Saturday. I'm going to be checking that one out because I'm a big fan of Emma Modest Mouse. Been listening to them since, I don't remember, 2002, 2001 or something. They're one of my favorite bands since then, so I'm going to check them out. And so, yeah. Really looking forward to that one. Also, the Coat Hangers, I loved when I saw them over at the Brick and Mortar in San Francisco, and I'm going to go check them out again at the Fono del Sol Music Festival. It's happening in San Francisco on June 17 at Petrero del Sol Park, and it's going to be a music festival of, I don't even remember how many bands, maybe like 10 bands or something, I don't know for sure, but tickets are pretty cheap. I think they're about $30 when I got them anyway. And definitely recommend if you guys are over here in the West Coast, check them out. And, you know, for now, I think I'm just going to go ahead and leave it at that, just to give you guys an idea of what's going on today. I'm going to be showcasing a little bit of hip-hop that's going on. And this song that just started playing right now is one of my favorite songs off the new Kendrick album. I'm not really going to showcase another song because I just played one of his in the last episode full on. But it's a really good one called Pride. A really cool producer. And you guys might want to check out that album. A lot of cool stuff going on. I think he's kind of like, I don't know. He's I love that he's wanting to work with so many new people. And it just seems like he's so much more, as far as music goes, very open-minded about, you know, about the people he works with to get some new sounds going on. You know, I see him experimenting with a bit of like minimalism as far as hip hop goes. And so I like playing some hip hop in here. I'm not a huge hip hop head, but I definitely think that there's a lot to be said for hip hop. And I think people who are into rock music or other kinds of music tend to not give hip hop as much of a try as it deserves. And maybe I'll get a little bit more into that later on. And for now, I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys enjoy some of this music. Right now, we got Kendrick Lamar going on. And after that, well, stay tuned and find out.
World, I probably won't be insensitive. Cold as December, but never remember what winter did. I wouldn't blame you for mistakes I made or the bed I laid. Seems like I point the finger just to make a point nowadays. Smiles and cold stares, the temperature goes there. Indigenous disposition, feel like we belong here. I know the walls, they can listen, I wish they could talk back. The hurt becomes repetition, the love almost lost that. Sick venom in men and women overcome with pride. A perfect world is never perfect, only filled with lies. Promises are broken and more resentment come alive. Race barriers make inferior, you and I. See, in a perfect world, I choose faith over riches. I'll choose work over bitches. I'll make schools out of prison. I'll take all the religions and put them all in one service. Just to tell them we ain't shit, but he's been perfect world.
Leopard print lingerie, and I'm like, I got niggas taking me to see live animals. And you pulling up with animal prints.
Pussy don't pop for you. This pussy don't pop for you. This pussy don't pop for you. No more. This pussy don't pop for you. This pussy don't pop for you.
That was Pop For You by Jungle Pussy. Pretty cool artist that I happened to come across recently. I don't remember how I heard about them, but I did, and I'm glad because I just listened to their album, Pregnant With Success, and it was pretty dope. They got a lot of music and on there, and it basically sound, I don't want to say it sounds like that, but as far as like, I don't know how to put it out there, but just like the lyrics were pretty cool. They're pretty real and down to earth, and along those lines, and straight, you know, pretty blunt, straightforward, and I really appreciated that. Next up, gonna switch it up a little bit with I guess what they call it, that conscious hip hop or whatever. I'm not really big on that, those kind of labels, but you know, if that's what you like, there you go. But this next song is by Substantial out of Alexandria, Virginia. And the song's called MLK Dream Big 2.0 featuring Sean King and Matthew Shell.
Physically, and the other thing is that we are dying spiritually. spiritually and psychologically in disproportionate numbers at home in the ghettos. And I think the war itself accounts for our constant spiritual and psychological death here.
Lost my sight at the podium, blinded by diabetes, a diet with too much sodium, still writing dysopium. Claim country in crisis, gain control of petroleum, drip big as a kid, grew to be a custodian. Mass media frenzy, Beamers, Benzes, and Bentleys, before we party with Panthers, but now the venue was empty. Still penny pinching while the devil's really lynching. Guess my brother was too poor to pay attention.
Overstand, baby soldier taking over, never being older. Man, they playing with a full deck. No one there to hold their hand, so they hold it still like they wield in the wrath of God. Hoping for a deal for their skill as a rapping god. Hoping to give them chills with their catalog. Or hoop dreaming cause they got skills with a basketball. But once they have the ball, speaking to and for the people, will they follow like she do? We'll take a stance against evil while we're
stateside. I'm giving them cake.
It's MLK Dream Big 2.0 by Substantial featuring C. King and Matthew Shell. Next up, I'm going to bring you Mentes Diferentes with Get Up Stand Up.
Yeah. All power to the people, yo, it's time to rise up. With the brown berets, brown chucks, brown fist up. Arms straight, hands in the marker, spraying like Peter Parker. Swinging through the hood with flies, hit my target like an archer. Gotta get organized, sit down to strategize. Build up a coalition, take over the streets and mobilize. Cause each one, teach one, on the streets ready to reach some. Don't speak dumb, the reasons why we fighting for our freedom.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight, I say.
All lives matter while we're scattered on the concrete. Black, white, and brown, it don't matter, we gon' all eat. Fuck the policia and la pinche puta migra. Pinche politician lying every single dia. They try to get my vote, but I hope that you're listening. Mentes Diferentes on the mic when I'm christening. What's going on in the world today? Got me feeling superstitious, so I smoke a J.
Power to the peaceful spirit of the time. War is a racket on your end pipeline. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Politics as usual, politics confuse you. Politics to use you, politics, cause they know we can be free. We can be free, we can be free, yeah.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
It ain't Chicano rap, it's just Chicanos rapping on the fucking track. Step into my world so you can see just where my mind's at. I see my people dying, I see my people crying. I see the nation turn their back on us, that's why we fighting. Candidates can suck if they don't know what we go through. How the fuck they gonna say they know my people more than I do? Don't let them fool you, they're all snakes in my eyes. So do your homework before you start reciting their lies.
Reckless, the activists with the activists. Our streets taking a backwards, ski mask and shit. Making oppressors disappear like hat rabbits. Then I'm raising my fist with a mad savage grip. Got a Spanish lick with an indigenous tongue. Sangre de mestiza, still representing the people of the sun. Estás pa' toda la gente, no matter where you're from. Open your eyes, stop sleeping because it's time to wake
up. The world's going crazy.
What?
Politicians being shady. Hoping the streets gon' curse my baby because the U.S. is taking a back slide. Crooked cops snatch lives, people getting tired. So now it's an eye for an eye. I ain't saying every cop is corrupted, but the shit that's been going on make me feel like I can't trust it. Even us as a community, we gotta stop selling rocks, clean up our blocks, bring back the purity.
A rebel awoken, a round of applause for the revolutionary approaching with the heart of a Zapatista. I do this for my people without the visa. The Mexicans at the cleaners, the Mexicans, the dreamers, the immigrant, working every day without the heater. I'm the feather serpent, the skies is a wordsmith. Mentes Diferentes, like Liga Querifa Califas. When I paint it like Frida, I do it for the Mexica.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight, I say. Don't give up the fight, I say. Don't give up the fight. Don't give up the fight, I say. Don't give up the fight. I said, don't give up the fight.
That was Mentes Diferentes with their single Get Up Stand Up off their upcoming album that has yet to be named. And personally looking very forward to it. Been watching their stuff for a while, and if you look them up on YouTube, you got some pretty dope videos up there. They're from the Sacramento area, Yolo County area, from Woodland to Sac and different areas. One of the things that's really been I've been thinking about as far as hip-hop goes, and I was talking to a friend of mine about just how kind of how hip-hop tends to I don't know how you'd say how it's sort of evolved has it's kind of it, you know, I'm not the master of hip-hop here, the hip-hop historian, but you know, it a lot of hip-hop evolved out of beats. You know, it's all about the beats and beats and the lyrics. So one of the things a friend of mine was talking about was how the progressions, you know, it's a musical term, the progressions, which, you know, people don't really maybe think about it so much, but it's more or less just the turns that, you know, whether in rock music could be like the guitar, the bass, you know, the different chords or notes that get hit, and there's like patterns that repeat, and they tend to be a little bit more simple in hip hop in general, and a lot of it has to do with the process of sampling. And so much of hip hop has come out of sampling other songs, and that which end up creating sort of like the mood or statement in itself. You know, what the song could be about lyrically, the themes could also be reflected in the song or songs that are sampled. And so if someone is knowledgeable, they know what song has been sampled, they might know what message has, you know, was talked about in that other song, and how it might boost, you know, the message that's already being built upon lyrically. And so sometimes, you know, I you know, people can find hip-hop a little bit dull for the reason of like the progressions that are like don't change up very much. Sometimes they'll just have like the same beat, the same sampled clip playing throughout the entire song, chorus and verse. And so it's sort of like something that, you know, I kind of agree on some level that, you know, hip-hop does need to move forward a little bit. One of the things that sort of will always make it last as a people's music is the fact that, you know, people don't need to focus on the musical aspects to make it sound all technically great and everything, like they're doing some kind of orchestral stuff. It's nice to see that people can do it, and some people are moving towards it. You got people like Kendrick Lamar who are, you know, working with different kinds of producers who are helping move the genre forward. And then, you know, you also have folks like Chance the Rapper who are able to play piano and things like that, play it themselves, and while they're doing their thing. And it's just, you know, it's something to think about, you know, as far as hip-hop goes. For those, if any of you are happen to be into hip-hop, you listen to this, any of you happen to be hip-hop artists yourselves, stuff to reflect on, you know. But you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, right? It's about the beats, and the beats take it back to an era of humanity where in which, you know, it was about the drum. You know, the drums are one of the things that connect all of humanity together as far as you know, musical instruments. Most people's, if not all people's, had some form of drums around, and you know, the lyrics and all that. It's good shit. With that, I think that's more or less winding down the hip-hop corner. Right now we got More Than You Know by Eminon playing. It's a song I happened to get exposed to some years back. It's a 2005 song, and it's pretty dope. I love it. Next up, though, I'm going to be hitting up a little bit of the indie corner. You could say we even got it started with Mentes Diferentes. They're definitely an indie or underground group, you know, coming at you. kind of want to just let this song play out a little bit before I get into the next one. So next up, I'm going to go ahead and take it to Chicano Batman. Wasn't really sure where to place them, but I guess I don't really need to worry about it because they're just a badass group. They're one of my favorite groups happening right now. One of the things we talk about here in the New Sound is I love just seeing these days how people are taking these old sounds and revitalizing them. And I'll definitely put Chicano Batman in that realm. They revived this Latin funk, psychedelic funk that was really big, you know, obviously in the 60s and 70s, and so people could say it never really went away. There's still groups, you know, that look around. There's compilations out there online of groups that are out there right now, and it sounds great because, you know, like, the recording capabilities of people in other parts of the world isn't the same as here in the U.S. with all the consumer electronics that people were able to get. And so with the modest recording capabilities that other bands have, it just perfectly, in my opinion, emulates a lot of those sounds. So they're out there, a lot of Brazilian bands doing the Portuguese thing and other places in Latin America too. It's pretty awesome. But Chicano Batman's coming up here in the U.S. I'm loving it. Can't stop saying that today, but, you know, I guess just really feeling the music right now. So I'm going to go ahead and switch it on over to their song, Freedom is Free.
Nobody likes you, nobody cares. Nobody wants you, nobody cares. To extend a greeting, a connecting lands. Life is just a jaded game to them. They will give it a chance. But you know and I know that the galaxies are all around us. Life will flow on as long as the grass grows and the water runs.
Always gonna be free.
Ghost Machine by Malaska. Amazing indie rock band out of Stockton, California. And that song just blows me away. I remember when I just heard the demo of it before they released this back in January, and I hadn't got a chance to play it yet. Don't believe. There's just been so many bands. I was like, man, have I played? I don't know. I don't really want to go back and check. I'm kind of lazy right now. All right. But anyway, yeah, another band I came across that's also out of Stockton / Italy, which is a really interesting description. I was reading for them online. I guess they're a duo, part Stockton, part Italy, which is kind of interesting that they chose a city and a whole country. But nevertheless, good song. Next up is On a Bus by Baseball Greg off the release Vacation. Baseball Greg. And so something I was really thinking about, I was listening to this indie corner with these amazing bands from Stockton as well as Mentes Diferentes out of Sacramento, Yolo County area, and just how I love that, you know, at least here in the U.S., you know, there's, and really in a lot of places in the world, it has affected other parts of the world, but, you know, it just seems like I can speak for the U.S. because I live here, that it's the access has been open so much for bands and artists to be able to record themselves. And it's such a beautiful thing because it's totally democratized the field of music, say the music industry. It's like kind of turned it on its head, and now suddenly you have all these people who are able to just get, you know, all the music out. And it's a double-edged sword at the same time. I'll just go ahead and say it, and it's probably an unpopular opinion, but I'll say it because at the same time, the bar has been lowered in terms of filters of quality and quality control. And you know, at least before, you know, granted, the standards that the music companies used to judge who they would sign and who they would give deals to and whatnot, you know, the standards were horrible, right? Like, over time, like, you know, so much music got watered down and commodified and things like that, to the point where, you know, it, a lot of it became about fashion and having a gimmick. You know, I'm looking at you, Robert Smith from The Cure, and things like that, you know, like how looks just became this thing. Or and so it is, I am all for, you know, this whole democratization process that's happening, you know, where suddenly the flip side of it is that, you know, it has become a whole new challenge for artists and bands to figure out how to get paid, how to make a living off of, you know, their life's purpose, and you know, to get by. And so there's so many different things, you know, I've seen musicians and having different things going on, multiple hustles. It, you know, it also comes back to what I was talking about with psychedelic Latino bands being able to bring back that old sound, and it's amazing. You know, it's amazing to see all the different the transformation that is going on right now, and it's something I'll just have to keep looking at. You know, I'll definitely be talking about it more in the future, because the industry still hasn't settled down. You know, people are still trying to figure out, you know, how to make money. The industry is still figuring out how they can continue to exploit us musicians and artists, and, you know, they're like in their death throes of their industry, still trying to transform. But anyway, just wanted to spend some time, spend a moment reflecting on that, because it's definitely affected a lot of us artists. And at the same time, you know, part of the reason I talked about the bar practically disappearing is because I also see a lot of different bands just rehashing old ideas, and I just think to myself, you know, where's the originality at? You know, when are you gonna stop recreating that sound back from the 60s, you know? And because one of the things that I also thought about, which I'll leave it at this, is that there, when I think about how there was so much harder, it was so much harder to access recording, there must have been so many bands that came and went, and they probably never had any sort of recordings done of their music. And that just blows my mind. You know, there could have been such great music out there, and I'm sure there was. And it's still the same today. It's not like everyone is absolutely able to record their stuff. And so it just makes me think to myself, you know, you guys out there who are listening to this, you know, I know if you're from Modesto, you already do this, because I know you. But elsewhere, you know, go support your local music scene. There's some great music that's probably closer to home than you think. And you don't, you know, it's granted, may not be as easy as turning on the radio or going on to Spotify or Bandcamp or whatever, but it feels way more amazing to go witness and take part in some live music in your hometown, and to see what the artists are doing out in your neck of the woods. So I just want to take some time to say that, because there's some beautiful music going around. That's why I play a lot of stuff that's local to California and to my own area, for a reason, and I'm sure there's some amazing stuff where you're at too. So with that, I'm gonna bring it on over to a new song by the Pixies. Their new album Head Carrier just came out this year, and man, I was blown away by it. Actually, I was wrong. Last year, just came out last year in 2016, and it was a pretty good follow-up to the one that they previously, one of their new albums since they came back, was Indie Cindy, and now they have Head Carrier out. So I'm gonna go ahead and play a song from there. Check it out. was All I Think About Now by the Pixies. And alert, I'm just going to go ahead and put it on you guys right now. This is the first spotlight of the show, and I'm going to go ahead and make it for the Pixies. And you know why? Because the Pixies are fucking badass. You know, a lot of people I talk to, you know, they think either the Pixies are overrated and overplayed, played out, or they just straight up don't know shit about the Pixies. And that amazes me. You know, I don't listen to them all the freaking time, but I'll tell you what, there was a time where I did for like months on end. And it's because it took a while. They grew on me. You know, at first I hated Frank Black's voice. And that was not Frank Black, we're just saying, obviously. That was their new bassist, and I can't remember her name right now. Francis Black. And the only reason I know that dude's name is because, you know, he's just like a controversial figure when people come, when the name of the Pixies come up. And so that was one of the things that I had trouble with, and you'll hear it in a moment. And just because that, you know, I'm gonna show you guys, I'm gonna take you guys back, because that was one of the newer songs, one of the newest songs they have out. I'm gonna take you back a little bit through their discography, just for a few songs. I'm going to play you guys three songs. And if by the end of that, you guys still don't like the Pixies, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, you're a lost cause. You know, don't know what else to say. But this one is going to go back a little ways. I believe it's their first album. Yeah, because they've been around for a while. They've been out there. I think their first album came out like 1988. And so I'm going to play you one actually from their second release of 1989 off Doolittle, and it's called Debaser.
Slicing up eyeballs, I want you to know.
Favorite songs by them. Obviously, I'm not going to pick one of the songs I kind of like by them, but yeah, they're amazing. And I actually still have one more to play for you. Sorry if it was a little bit deceiving about you know, when I said I was going to play three songs, I didn't mean the one I first played too. But also, I just wanted to spend some time talking about the Pixies a little bit.
Hey,
and one of the things that I love about them is that they're just so soulful with the way they play their music. And you know, some of their songs, they can slow it down and they can also speed it back up and get a little bit more energetic. And one of these days I want to see them live, but you know, they're just such a like good, I don't know, like a classic 90s rock in a good way. I don't know how else to put that, because there's so much 90s rock out there that I can recognize and give dues to, you know, give credit where it's due, because, you know, there's bands out there that I may not like as much, but I recognize that they're good positive influence in. But the Pixies are just, they're one of those bands that I can't help but just be influenced by on so many levels with their songwriting. Their drummer is just so amazing, you know, that they have such simple beats. And they're so groovy. And you know, a lot of people, one of the things I couldn't get over was just how Frank Black has this classic way of doing his vocals, where they're almost kind of like just talking the lyrics. It's almost kind of reminiscent of Bob Dylan, with the way he was kind of like not really trying to be in key a lot of the time, and you know, just kind of off beat, you know, he would switch up his flows a lot with the way he would deliver his lyrics. And that's something I appreciate. Of course, Kim Deal, who was the original bassist of the Pixies, you know, had her own, you know, she was very gifted in her abilities as a songwriter and a singer as well. And, you know, she's someone who's definitely a force to still be reckoned with to this day. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up and the spotlight and play you one more song called Letter to Memphis, and it's off their album Trump Le Monde. Check it out.
Hey.
Time go. Another hour has passed by, it seems, and I think it's maybe, yeah, probably time to call it the end of a show. And you know, with that, I try to keep these at about an hour, and it's amazing to me when I first started that the hour used to take forever to go by. I'd be like, you know, sweating so much over, you know, if I could fill an hour, and now it just seems to go by so quickly. So last song I'm going to go ahead and leave you with for the closer is a cool band I happened to discover recently called Touche Amore. Some of you may be aware of them, but man, it's the first time I heard of them. I heard they put out a really good album last year called Stage 4. And, you know, go ahead and check out the song called Skyscraper, and I'll see you on the next episode.
just finally left the hospital. And we're going to drop off a prescription at CVS, so I probably won't be home when you get there. Okay? Bye-bye.